All right, Potties, you're making a difference because of you and the people that listen to the show on Way FM terrestrially, if you want to call it that. We have sent over 47,000 meals to the people that are struggling in Ukraine after they've been displaced because of the war. That is pretty stinking amazing. And I love the fact that you're getting to partner with us in ministry right now in a very tangible way. You're not only helping feed people, but you're also making sure that they get the gospel as well. So thank you so much. But sadly, as the war stretches on, the need is still there and becoming greater. Here's the great news, though. It only takes 25 cents to send one meal. So for about the cost of a dinner out for you and your family, you could make sure that a couple hundred meals are sent to Ukrainian refugee families. Can you imagine what a relief that is for moms who have no idea how they're going to feed their kids from day to day? This is truly ministering to the orphans and widows, like the Bible says in James. And we'd love to keep that going and send another 25,000 meals to Ukraine in just the next couple weeks. I'm in. I'll never ask you to do something I'm not willing to do myself. So if you want to help out, just text the word WALLY to 91999. And again, thank you so much for even considering this. And let's make a difference. Let's do something huge today. Again, text the word WALLY to 91999. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. We appreciate you listening to the Aftercast, like, in its entirety. So many people listen, and we're so thankful that you like it. If you ever wanted to help out with this, you know, you could actually help us out by helping us help have it grow, because they kind of look at this on us and like, hey, is your podcast growing? Is it static? What's the deal with that? And we have to sit in meetings.
What's
and
you could help the me, deal with
yeah,
that?
If you could help us avoid some longer meetings, that would be great, and it's very easy.
Yeah, just text TWS or tell your friends to text TWS, that's TWS for The Wally Show, to 91979, and they'll be sent a link that takes them straight to the podcast and the Aftercast. So let's say you find yourself in a lull in the conversation and you're like, hey, have you heard about The Wally Show Aftercast? It's the best one yet. Text TWS to 91979 and they'll send you a link. That's the best way to make us grow.
Yeah, we like always talk about different podcasts that we like, you know, like, oh, I like this. And that's the way that podcasts get known predominantly is through word of mouth. So if you like it, share it. That'd be awesome. Thank you. Let's get into some of the stuff we didn't get into today. This was like a news story that I didn't get to. I pull a bunch of stories during the day and then I try to decide what I feel like sharing on the show that will show up in the regular podcast and then what I want to say for Aftercast. And this was what I was going to do on the show and then I'm like, no, I don't feel like it today. I'd rather do it in the Aftercast. Because it's kind of like the Bible says, be sure your sins will find you out. And Betty Rock has been found out.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
What are we talking about?
No, but the same can be true for our economy when it comes to a recession. There are things that you do today, like stimulus checks, excessive pay to get people just to show up for work, that will haunt you in the future. And we might be staring down the barrel of a recession as a result of some of these things. You know, a few months ago, if you wanted to work, you could go get a job, no problem. But now, after going on frenzied hiring sprees, there are certain sectors in the job market that are seeing less demand, and now they're pulling back on their hiring. Retail being one of the main ones already is pulling back on hiring now.
Good grief.
I know. It's crazy,
things
right?
Things are so unbalanced right now. Like, COVID is still having an effect on everything.
I know. It won't go away, you know? The changing mindset comes as companies pull back based on consumer spending and the prospect of an economic downturn and labor costs going up. So analysts suggest that merchants have also learned to do the same stuff with less workers. Because when people were like, hey, I'm not working ever again. Someone's going to take care of me. The government's going to do it all for me. Then they had to keep the doors open. And so they found other ways to do it. Like, I was at a McDonald's the other day and I couldn't get anyone to take my order. Like, I'm in the thing and there are people there working, but no one would come to the front desk to take my order because they had a couple kiosks. So they wanted you to do it all through the kiosk, you know?
I see.
And there's things about the kiosk that are great. And there's things about self-checkout I love. With the exception of Kroger, only self-checkout in the world that's the worst.
Why?
Because it constantly reminds you. Like, when you beep, please place item in bag. I'm like, and it pauses everything. If it just said that and kept going, unexpected item in bagging area. No, there's not. There is not. I swear to you, there's not. Everything's going to be fine.
Not.
But there's, like, so many other places I go where I'm like, beep, 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 and I'm out. Like, I love self-checkout.
I see. Also, Walmart has the one where you can actually, like, if you had a case of water, you can pull the handheld thing and not have to take it out of your cart.
Yeah.
And that can scan it for you. That's the only place I know that has that.
Here's the downside on the Walmart one, though, is if I buy a case of water, like, I buy these individual waters.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah, because you're bougie.
I'm so bougie. Yeah, these 48-cent waters, I'm, like, rolling. but if you got all one flavor, like, you can't just scan one and then type 30 in there. You have to scan each one of them.
Geez.
So every time I get like 30 of these, I'm like beep 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 beep, and then you lose count and you're like, wait, did I miss that? Beep beep. And so yeah, that one's a pain, but the gun does work. And so I honestly though, something that drives me crazy is you look at all of these merchants that are, you know, we're hiring and, you know, struggling and people not choosing to work. And then it really frustrates me though, when you're at an outdoor mall or something and there's the family, because that's what they do now. They bring the kids and they have the family sitting there with a sign, help us, we're hungry.
Yeah.
And you're like in that mall, 100 feet away from you are 8 stores that are hiring.
Yeah, there was a family that I saw. It was a woman, and she had 2 kids out there sitting in lawn chairs, and they were all holding signs. And I had to keep going because the traffic was pushing against me in the back. So I had to keep going because I couldn't read their sign. But they were standing towards the back of a Zaxby's.
Yeah.
And the Zaxby's just down a little bit said hiring now.
I know.
So I don't know what the problem is. Or the only thing I could think of is maybe it's too costly to put the kids in child care and she doesn't have anyone there to do it.
Maybe.
So it doesn't
or
work
you're
for,
not hireable because
know.
Of your status or what. You know, I get their extenuating circumstances. I totally get that. But there is a certain level of irony with people behind you willing to hire you and you choose not to, you know, go fill out an application and go that route.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's going to teach your kids a lesson about perseverance and hard work and how you dig out of something more so. Now, granted, I've never been homeless. I've struggled, absolutely struggled before, but I haven't been homeless, so I can't speak 100% to that. But I think what happens is when you have the people that are abusing it, it puts a bad taste in everybody's mouth for the one or two that okay, they don't have any other options and they're there. I tend to though. I will tell you this. When somebody is doing something, like there was this lady that was same thing, she was at the thing panhandling, but she was doing like flowers, you know, like here's a flower. Like, so she did something. She went and got some flowers and is like selling the flower in essence. So like that, I always will stop and go, good for you. And I'll reward that, you know, kind of thing. There was a guy playing violin. I'm like, good for you. Here you go. You know, like he was homeless. I got my sign, but he was doing something more than just standing there, you know, and like trying to look sad, you know? And so I'm like, all right, well, you're doing something, you know?
Yeah.
So that, like that kind of resonates with me a little bit more on that. But anyway, let me see. And then finally, oh man, Putin has lost his ever-loving mind. We already knew he was crazy. except for that one person that listened to me say something on the show and said, how can you side with Ukraine? Okay. that one person was so mad. With militaries, with Russia's military action in Ukraine, it's going on 5 months now. Russian President Vladimir Putin just doubled down on everything. He said, basically, brace for the worst. And he said it in an ominous tone, that Russia has barely started its action. Like, really, dude? He was speaking at a meeting with leaders in the Kremlin, and he said, the West wants to fight us until the last Ukrainian. So now he's dragging in the U.S. He's blaming the U.S. because we've supported Ukraine. We've sent them missiles and things like that. So he said, it's a tragedy for the Ukrainian people, but it looks like it's heading in that direction. So again, he's a narcissist and a psycho that will do what he wants to do, and he's blaming other people. Oh, this is the
West's
fault.
Blaming the victim.
Yeah, he's Ukraine's fault. This is the West's fault. We could have solved this a long time ago had you not intervened. And again, he gets away with it because the world just lets him. And it will be really interesting to know where that actually stops. Says everybody should know that largely speaking, we have just we haven't even yet started anything in earnest. Oh my goodness. He said that, oh, we're willing to sit down and talk with people. To those who refuse to do so, you should know that the longer this lasts, it's more difficult for us to come to terms and make a deal with us. You know, so again, he's like, we're willing to talk, but yeah. No, you're. Oh, it's just so sad.
And I wonder if he, well, probably not, just heard some of the stories about some of the kids that are, you know, hiding in bomb shelters and stuff.
Care.
It's just so sad.
Doesn't care. He doesn't see them as people, you know, and that's the thing. We dehumanize. Mm-hmm. We do that all the time. And that's where you get slang for people. It happens, especially happens in military altercations and wars and stuff like that. It's easier to kill somebody you call a derogatory name. You dehumanize them. They're not a person anymore. You know, they are a blank, whatever it is. And we do that even inside of our own relations with people within race. It's easier to hate a blank than it is to hate a person, you know? And so that's part of the thing there. But, you know, one of the things it's been really cool is to see people have been texting and emailing me and asking, hey, how can we help? I heard you do something with feeding people in Ukraine. How can I help? It's just Wally. If you text the word Wally to 91999, you can send meals, like 100 meals for $25 to people that are struggling. So that's really cool.
And I just want to specify, too, that he did say 99.
Yes.
So, you know, at the beginning, we were talking about telling your friends about the aftercast, and that was
7-9. Yeah.
This Ukraine one is 9-9. So, yeah.
Not to be confused. Thank you. Gavin is going to be back next week. So, right now, it's just me and Betty Rock holding it down. You got some Lisa these. What do you got?
I do. 80-year-old Martha Stewart. She's been single for over 30 years.
Hasn't been that long. Mm-hmm,
she got divorced from her husband, Andrew Stewart.
Can I say that it seems like she would be hard to live with?
I agree with you, but I'm not sure why I agree.
Yeah.
It's like, what is it about her that makes it seem that way? And I'm not sure.
It's because she's so buttoned up and she talks like this and she's very meticulous and you have to do it this way. And it's got to be there's no give. Right. That's what it seems like. Now, I'm not saying that's the reason for their divorce, because who knows what happened there. I don't know. But it seems like she would be a hard person. She's very specific and meticulous. And you would have to be wired in a way that you could handle that.
Right. Well, despite being single for over 30 years, that doesn't mean she doesn't still hope for love.
Really?
In a recent interview, she was asked how her dating life was going. And this is going to get interesting, because when you hear this, you're going to be like, yeah, she's definitely got to be a difficult person. Mm. She admitted that she's had a few crushes in the past few years. Huh? But unfortunately, they're all married to friends of hers.
Oh.
So they're the husbands of her friends.
You can't say that out loud.
She did. And it led her to say this, which is something else that she shouldn't say out loud, what she said she wishes about her friends.
I always think, oh, gosh, couldn't that person just die?
The wife.
Yeah, not painfully, just die.
Oh! And then slowly pass away.
Yeah.
I love shocking humor. Like, I love saying the thing that no one else would say to be funny. And I really hope that's kind of tongue in cheek and in context. Like,
yeah.
I have a feeling that's what that is. There's no way she really feels that way.
I don't know. When you get old, you lose your filter.
When you hear it, you're like, oh, that's jarring.
Yeah. Can't they just die?
I knew friend of a friend kind of thing where the wife was terminal and she wasn't going to survive. Mm-hmm. And she had talked very open about her husband
remarrying
and what that would look like and things like that. And then in these conversations, somehow it came up that he was attracted to, like, her friend. Yeah, early. And you're like, and they hadn't cheated or anything like that. But what a horrible way to send this lady out. Like, it was not received well. It wasn't like, oh, well, okay, yeah, she's really great and she'll take care of you and I'm happy, I bless this. And it did not go that way for them.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awkward.
Yeah, it was super awkward. Again, there are certain things, man. I get it. We all have things that we think, but there are certain things that can't be unsaid. And that's one of them that cannot be unsaid. No. And so you got to be super careful with that.
Got to be
diligent. Yeah, because, I mean, you're like, hey, man, I'm just being honest. Like, okay, you can just be honest. But in that honesty, know that there is a price to be paid a lot of times for that honesty. You don't get a free pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Very true.
Yeah. Do you have any birthdays?
I don't, but I do have a question.
Go for it. I'm ready. I'm all ears.
From Rachel.
Rachel.
And this might be something that you can talk about, Wally, because you were talking about it this morning. Her question is, what is the weirdest, most vivid dream of dreams you have had about someone on the show? Now, you were talking earlier about a dream you had about Delta or Southwest. I can't remember who it was. You have PTSD from them losing
my luggage.
Your luggage. Yeah. But I know that throughout the years that I've known you, Gavin, whoever else has been on the show, definitely people that I know that I hang out with a lot tend to come into my dreams.
Oh, for sure.
But then once, and it seems so real, but I mean, instantly when I get up, I cannot remember it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like there's a couple that I do remember, and I remember I'll tell you and Gavin, I'll be like, oh my gosh, blah, blah. But then after a couple hours, I'm like, I can't remember what it was.
Yours are always so bizarre. Like,
they are
weird. Don't seem connected to anything.
Not at all, but they seem so real at the time.
Yeah, and they're weird. I've had ones about you where we were at work and something happened, and I'm trying to remember what it was, but you were getting fired.
Of course, I was.
I know, right?
Probably for something you did.
Probably so. You were taking the hit. and I remember just, I'm like, I couldn't stop it. I was trying everything I could do to stop it. And I woke up and I was genuinely sad because it felt real. It felt that real. Like, I literally was like, how am I going to go in today? I'm going to have to quit. Like, I don't even know how I'm going to do this. And then I woke up and I'm like, oh my gosh, that was just a dream. I'm so happy.
Or was it?
Yeah, I'm so happy. I felt so good.
I want to know what I was being fired for.
I don't remember. It was something violent, though. You were angry, and I think you murdered someone.
Oh, that's understandable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Want to do some weekend plans?
Yeah. Weekend plans! Everybody's got a weekend plans!
All right. I wanted a weekend of nothing, kind of. And I don't very rarely want that, but we've been around people every weekend for a while and stuff, and I kind of wanted some downtime at the house to work on some projects and stuff. And then I got, my brother's coming into town, or, oh, okay. And so a little bit of that stuff. And so I'm trying to fit in things I've wanted to do and make in around that.
Does he need to be entertained?
No, that's a good thing.
Okay.
That's a good thing. But then I don't want to come off as rude. You know, that's the other thing.
Well, could Marty take care of him?
Yeah. And it's her brother, you know.
Yeah.
So, but there's times where she'll go, you know, why are you disappearing? That's rude. You know, like I try not to do it when my mom's in town because I should be the one entertaining her. But but Marty's so good with her because she sees her all day. I got to go to work. Mm-hmm. And Marty's great with her. And Marty loves her and they do things and stuff like that. But like I should spearhead that. So I try not to go build something while my mom is here, you know, for the most part. But like when other people that like it's more on her, it's like I don't see the problem with me going and making something in the garage for an hour or two. But I think she's like, it's kind of rude. And so I kind of have to balance that.
Mm.
But
anything that you want to get done that you think you can get done this weekend?
You're going to laugh.
Oh boy, I'm ready.
I got a thing for Father's Day. It was a gift for Father's Day. And it's
ribbon dancing.
No, great idea. Not that. it's jewelry related.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a ring, a thumb ring, out of wood, and then do a blue like inlay in it.
For you?
Yeah. I thought it was cool. I thought, oh, I saw one. I thought, oh, that'd be cool. I'd like to learn how to make that. And so I want to try to do that this week. I knew when I said it. I knew I could feel the judgment.
I didn't say a thing.
You didn't have to. I
didn't say anything.
I cannot wait to have a dream about you tonight where you disappear.
I'm excited for your weekend jewelry making extravaganza.
See, I get when you say it like that.
It's the truth.
It sounds like I'm having a jewelry party. Like women always have. Like, hey, come on over and buy some jewelry. Have you had to do any of those recently? Like
no,
when your friend gets
God.
A business? And
No. That was kind of in my early 20s, mid-20s, and they've kind of settled down. I think once they get kids, they just don't have the time.
Everyone was side hustling back then. And hey, I'm selling Arbonne.
I don't want to do this.
Hey, it's been so long since we've seen each other. Let's hang out. You want to come over to the house? Oh, that'd be great. It's going to be Wednesday night. There's going to be a couple other people there.
Yeah.
And you get suckered into it.
No, thank you.
I think the one thing I want to do, though, too, is my wife has been talking about her mom's recipe for pizza dough. Mm-hmm. And because I decided not to get that pizza oven thing that I thought, the Uni pizza oven. But I did get a stone for my grill that will handle like really high heat. And so I'm like, okay, we'll make them on the grill and try that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really excited to do that. And I kind of want to do like her mom's recipe. It's just like a cool thing for her. So we found the recipe and it's great. It's all stained and just old. Like it's probably 50 years old, you know? And so I'm really, that's something I really want to do this weekend.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, just kind of a good memory for her, you know, her and her mom. So, right. What about you?
Today, after I leave work, I have set plans with someone on Facebook Marketplace to go and pick up a new puzzle.
Oh my gosh.
So there's that.
Also, how old are you, 90?
I know. Hey, you're making a jewelry item.
I know.
No need to
No, totally different.
Oh, yeah, okay. Also, there's the Kitty Hall event that's happening in downtown Franklin.
We saw a commercial.
I probably shouldn't go because they're going to have adoptable cats and kittens.
Yeah.
And I know me. And if I see one that's like a little goofy and just a little bit off,
I'm going to be like, sticks out to the side a little bit.
I got to have him. And they're going to have him marked off. Like they're half off.
Well, that's because they have four toes or half a tail.
That just makes them unique.
I know.
But we already have two cats. We do not need a third.
Yeah, you don't.
But they're so cute when they're babies.
But you can go and just look. You can do it. You can do it.
We'll see.
Take a buddy. Take a wingman.
Take a buddy.
That knows you're not.
Like a kitten? I'll take that buddy.
Take Nicole, because I don't think Nicole wants
Nicole's
more cats.
Nicole's not in town. Oh. Yeah, she won't. Here's the thing, though. She'll say no more cats. Mm. But then if I accidentally get one she'll be like, look how cute.
Yeah, that's what we told my daughter. Don't get a cat. Don't get a cat. Don't get a cat. And then her roommate got one. Like, okay, you worked an end around there. But you know what? If your roommate ever moves out, then that cat goes with her. It's her cat.
It's a little bitchy baby.
I know. So.
Then tomorrow, I believe I might be going to a dog's birthday party.
Oh, gosh.
And Sunday.
Next to a meeting at work, that's the next worst thing
to me. No, it's not. It's cute.
No, it's not.
No, it's really cute.
If it's tongue-in-cheek and irony, yes. But if it's that person that loves their dog and takes them to stores with them, no.
She doesn't do that.
You sure?
But she does love her dog, for sure.
Is this the dog-sitting one?
No.
Okay.
This is a different friend.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
If it's done like fun, like it really is just a hangout and it's an excuse
to get
together.
Sure that she'll have a party hat and we'll probably sing her happy birthday.
Oh, gosh.
It'll be fun.
When I was younger, when we had Haley, I was 30 when we had Haley, and we were in California, so we didn't know a lot of people, and we were starting to make friends and meet people there. And so having a kid helps with that. But there's a downside, too, because now all of a sudden you have to go to every one-year-old's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the people that Marty was meeting in mom's group, mom and me and whatever it was, play gym and stuff, all of them are having one-year-old birthday parties, and you have to go. And then as a guy, you're meeting a bunch of other guys, fathers, that you have nothing in common with. You don't know them.
And they also don't care to get to know you.
No.
Because they don't want to be there either.
It's like prison. We're all there and don't remember how we got there. You know, like to quote Nate Bargatze. And so it was like you'd be there. And then here was the saddest part of all that. So I got all these dads that are like California dads. And a lot of them were like super rich. And I just, I don't know. I didn't click with them. And they're kind of being piggish. You know, in comments about other women and things like that. Like, I just didn't enjoy that vibe.
Yeah.
And so I would find myself at these one-year-old birthday parties hanging out with the women because I could talk about more things. I knew nothing about
showing
sports.
Showing them your jewelry.
Yes.
Look, I made this one.
I knew nothing about sports, so I was out on those conversations with the local teams. And so but I could go in and I could talk about shows that were on Bravo that I had seen in my life.
Right.
And so I've always connected with the women that my wife is friends with really well.
Does that say?
Oh, I know what it says. Yeah, it's not good. So anyway, all right. Well, you know what? Let's get on to our weekend here, and you guys do the same, and thanks so much for being a potty.
Hey, wait. Don't forget, you can tell your friends about the Aftercast and the podcast. Text TWS to 91979.
There you go. Thank you.